The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with 2 chews a day. Visit RadioBeets.com and save 15% with promo code DEAL.
A very spiritual hymn message from Reverend Justin Bieber on the Colleen and Bradley Show, MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going over there?
Oh, you know.
We want to know from you, what is the chip flavor you wish we had, but we don't? 651-641-1071. Bradley, why are we asking that question?
Because Doritos wants to tickle your pickle.
So, are they asking first?
Well, they got a new tangy pickle flavor of them Doritos. And you know, I love nothing more. Than Doritos and Pjunkles.
Tangy Pjunkle.
Tangy Pjunkle and Doritos. I used to, in fact, eat like an entire bag of Doritos along with an entire bag of peanut butter M&Ms on a Saturday night on my couch, one by one.
We call
crunch,
those,
crunch.
We call those the dark days.
Yeah. Nonetheless, pickle-flavored Doritos are literally a thing, and put a pin in that. We need to get these for Cheat Day Friday.
Okay.
Apparently, Dollar General and Circle K. So let's keep our eyes peeled.
For both of those places?
For those places. I'm thinking, I don't know if many Circle K's, if we have any at all, but we do have Dollar Generals, right?
Yes, we do.
So if you guys have seen these pickle Doritos, let us know. But that's a thing, and I was like, I actually love that idea because I love Doritos and I love pickle chips. So it just, I know we've had this conversation before, but it's a fun conversation to have. What's the chip that's just waiting to be made? 651-641-1071. Do you have any that spring to your mind, Colleen Lindstrom?
At present, I'm busy ordering the Tangy Pjunkle Doritos.
From where?
From the Amazons.
Oh, you can order it?
Yeah, we're going to pay a little bit, but it's going to be fine. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yes. It's not going to be like... They also have a Tangy Cheese. Do we want Tangy Cheese?
Sure. I'll get,
actually,
I love Tang.
All kinds of flavors.
I'm scared about what the difference is between nacho cheese and
Tangy Cheese.
Cheese
actually also sounds really gross. Like,
yeah,
doesn't sound like I'm just thinking the words tangy cheese together sound just
scared.
Did you just call it like cheesy tang?
No.
Anything
tang is actually a thing. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
651-641-1071.
Do we have any callers, Hal?
Yeah, we have a few folks waiting. Let's go to Bill first.
Hello, Bill. Bill, what is the chip flavor that you think needs to exist?
Well, I would love a Reuben chip.
Ooh, I like this.
Do you know what? I wonder if, I feel like, does Old Dutch do like a Reuben? Because, you know, they've got a number of sandwiches that are chip flavors. You know, there's like a slider, a cheeseburger slider.
Lay's actually does it.
That's what I was going to say. I think that Lay's is our, but do they do a Reuben one?
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm there.
You might be in luck.
It's out of stock. Bill, it might have just been a special limited time only thing, but it has existed and it can exist again.
So somebody in the world sees you is what we're saying. We want you to feel seen.
I appreciate that so much. You guys are the best.
Oh.
Thank you so much for all you do.
Wait, I got some updated news for you.
Oh.
Pringles. Now, this is a story from January 20th of last year.
Okay, so just not even a year ago.
Pringles had a Reuben chip, so keep your eyes peeled.
Okay, you've got options.
Right.
Thanks, Bill. Have a great day. Who else do we have on the line, Holly?
Elizabeth is on the line.
Hello, Elizabeth. Elizabeth,
hello.
What is the chip flavor that you think needs to exist?
Well, I don't think they have this yet, but I was hoping for like an everything bagel type chip.
Ooh.
I know they make the bagel chips or bagel pieces in that flavor of everything, but I was thinking a thin chip with just some of that sprinkled
on an actual potato chip, throw that everything bagel seasoning on it. Guess what? Guess what?
Yeah.
Great news. Looks like Bradley found it.
Well,
no,
maybe they don't, but they did at one point. Lay's had a kettle cooked everything bagel with cream cheese.
Ooh.
Oh.
So
That just promoted itself.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
I don't know if that exists anymore. I don't see it anywhere, but I see a picture of the bag.
The bag exists. Thank you.
I buy those little bags of the bagel chips, and they're gone in 5 minutes.
Have you ever discovered everything bagel seasoning?
Yes, I do see that on the shelf. Yeah. Yep.
That's good on everything.
Have a great day. Thanks for your call. 651-641-1071. What's the flavor of chip that does not exist but should? Holly, do you have one at the that springs to the top of your mind? I'm like creative. I just want like Lowry's or something.
You know what I...
Well, that's good. But it's one of those things where I know it's a psychological block where when I see something like a Reuben chip, well then, okay, well, what's the breakdown flavor profile of what we're actually getting?
Yeah.
And then most of the time, I just don't want it. I just want sour cream and onion.
Yeah, but a good Lowry's sprinkle would be kind of delicious.
The only thing that I can think of that I actually want other than this Dorito pickle thing, but that wasn't something I had thought in my head, like, oh, I want that. You just presented it with me. I'm like, sure. Bacon potato chips.
But good bacon.
Like, good bacon.
Yeah, because that's the problem. Bacon has been overdone and they've crapified it.
Because here's what happens oftentimes. Bacon is just like, it's smoke.
Yeah.
Like, they take smoke and really they just take a bunch of chemicals that make you feel like you're tasting smoke and then put the word bacon on it. Kind of to Holly's point, right? Like, it's not a Reuben that you're actually tasting.
Right.
It's a weird, like, the cheeseburger, it's usually mustard that you're tasting.
Right.
With some kind of smoke.
And maybe, like, a little ketchup-y essence. Yeah. Yeah, but there's no, like, burger situation happening.
Yeah, like, but I would love, like, an actual, like porky bacon. It's kind of like, Target used to have a brand of chicken wing, buffalo chicken wing, blue cheese buffalo chicken wing chips. And I'm telling you, you could taste the chicken, you could taste the buffalo, and you could taste the blue cheese.
Mm. Okay, I'm here for that.
And like chicken was an interesting flavor on a potato
chip. I bet it is. 651-641-1071. What is the flavor of chip that does not exist but should? Who do we have on the line now, Halls?
Let's go to Tare.
Hello, Tare. Tare, what is the chip flavor that you wish existed? Hi, Tare.
Hi, Tare.
Hi, guys. Happy New Year.
To you, too.
Hey, I'm so glad you asked this question because I came up with one the other night.
Oh.
A sour cream sriracha. It was so flippin' delicious. I could not believe it.
So did you just mix some sour cream and sriracha and you dipped that sucker?
Yes, I took some sour cream and sriracha and I mixed it up. And then I warmed a bag of regular potato chips.
Mm.
And I put that on there and it kind of melted in.
Mm.
Oh. Oh, my goodness. Can I tell you what?
Okay, I'm here for this. Thanks, Tare. Have a good day.
I'm not a fan of sriracha sauce, but...
But your partner is.
Oh, yeah.
He would go bonkers for that.
Yeah, he would.
I'm here for that. A little spice, a little kick. And I love me some sour cream. Which, incidentally, this is unrelated. My husband always gets cream cheese and sour cream mixed up.
Aww.
So sometimes I need, like... cream cheese for a recipe and he'll bring home sour cream and I'm like, no, we've been through this. So now he double triple checks. Thanks for asking. All right, when we come back on the
I hope he works through it.
Thanks.
Oh, apparently Molly says they have the pickled Doritos at Holiday.
Well, guess what? I just paid for them and they're coming from Amazon.
Yay! So
we'll get them. Don't worry about it. All right, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we've got to get to this new publationship we've identified, Wild and Stiles. Stiles and Wild. We don't know what to call them, but we're going to call them something after this on My Talk 107.1. We've got a new publationship on the scene, you guys, and you know us, Colleen and Bradley. On the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com, everything entertainment. If we sniff a publationship, we are going to share it with you. And we smell a stinky publationship.
Yep. We stepped in this just the other day. And
we're still smelling it.
And you know what, Holly, and I apologize for the last minute notice. Can we get the Cobra Gang together? Because we should just do the work, shall we?
Yes, man. Let's get the Cobra Gang together.
Whenever there's trouble, we're there on the double. We're the Cobra Gang. If you've got the crime,
time with a Cobra Gang.
Is Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles a publationship, or are they rather a publationship? That is the question we aim to answer. What's a publationship, Colleen?
That is a relationship for the purposes of publicity.
And Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles have been deemed or in a relationship
exposed
by the tabloids, exposed by the tabloids. But I would like to venture on this journey by beginning with People Magazine and the way People Magazine talks about Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles in a relationship.
We love this, too, because what does it mean if it's from People Magazine?
Well, not just if it's People Magazine, but guess what? It's a People Magazine
exclusive!
Yellow highlighter, all caps. Mm-hmm. If you see that on a People story, you know what.
The call is coming from inside of the house, which essentially means one of them celebrities wrote this out with a pen and a paper and delivered it immediately to People Magazine for them to reprint.
Exactly. And People Magazine says Olivia Wilde, Harry Styles seen holding hands. As source says, they've dated for a few weeks. Olivia and Harry were seen holding hands at a wedding and later arriving at his LA home. That's how we were first made aware that these two might be kicking 2021 off in style, according to People. When they were seen holding hands at a friend's wedding over the weekend, sparking dating rumors. And the pair, wait for it, who recently worked together on a film, Don't Worry, Darling, which stars starred in, and Dials were...
Are you stuck? What happened? Are you all right?
I did that on purpose. Wild directed. Okay. Dialed were erected.
So I think what I hear you saying is... he's going to star in a movie that she directed, and maybe there's something in it for both of them to be seen holding hands.
Stop being so cynical, Colleen. It's just true love. He's hot and young, and she's successful and hot.
And they're just doing their hot, sexy stuff.
Yeah.
And then they go on to say, investigatively so, which is a lie because they don't investigate nothing. I almost used a bad word. In photos obtained by Page Six, obtained by Page Six, aka somebody emailed Page Six.
Right.
Wilde is seen wearing a floor-length floral gown for the wedding as she holds hands with Styles, who's in an all-black fitted suit, paired with a white button-up shirt, blah, blah, blah. But a rep for Wilde could not immediately be reached for comment, and a rep for Styles has not commented. So what are we to make of this? Because I present you facts.
Yes.
What do the facts tell you?
The facts,
wizened publationship expert.
Thank you for asking. The facts tell me that this is all staged so that we'll give attention to this couple and ergo to the movie that they've done together. Also too, and henceforth, forthwith, etc. This whole experience of a rep for Wilde could not immediately be reached for comment and a rep for Styles has not commented tells you what? They're going to just let it simmer.
Oh,
right?
Well,
they're
yeah,
just going to let simmer, let the tongues wag.
Well, this is the thing that you do because you don't, because it seems so obvious.
It's so obvious.
If their reps confirm it.
Right. Or deny it. If they deny it, they don't get the benefit from it. If they confirm it, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like if they come out and they say, oh, no, there's nothing to this.
Yeah. Well, that's what indicates that it's
dead.
Totally fabricated.
Right.
This isn't just they were seen together and they're just playing coy with the media by not confirming or denying. This was them holding hands together and being all giddy on set because I think there was some photos or video of her on set and like being all like, anyway, the moral of the story is, yes, if they were to acknowledge this officially, we would all start moving on with our lives. Mm-hmm. But this way, it seems, you know, they're young and in love and they don't want to, you know, like it adds a certain
mystery
mm-hmm. or sexy.
Can we
nature
go
to this.
Back to...
I don't know, that's not the right word.
But. Because I actually find this really interesting. Can we go back to the blind item that was shared with us earlier in the show?
Yes.
That we did a lot of work on and got to the bottom of?
Blinded by the item.
Now, there are a lot of words in this blind item, so buckle in. Instead of having to discuss the demise of her manager, why Olivia Wilde hired Shia LaBeouf in the first place before firing him, because Shia LaBeouf was supposed to play Harry Styles' role.
Mm-hmm.
And if Olivia Wilde's ex is Jason Sudeikis, who allegedly might be the father of January Jones's child, now Olivia Wilde has a new generation of fans, all by spending a couple of hours at a life event with Harry Styles. But yes.
So basically, that is all telling us that this was a move to try to throw us off the scent of some other conversations that she's not interested in having.
Shia LaBeouf.
Thank you. And also, right, but mostly Shia LaBeouf. But also, too, the whole story about Jason Sudeikis possibly fathering January Jones' child person. And this is not unheard of in Hollywood, right? To do this bait and switch, like, hey, look over here. Isn't this sexy? Let's talk about this instead. So now the proof will be in the pudding. You know, once they start making the rounds on the interview, I think they floated this out there. When they start doing interviews for the film Don't Worry, Darling, which stars Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde directed, when they start getting asked about their relationship, it will be interesting to hear how they answer in a way that begs for more questions, but doesn't really give you satisfactory answers. Because that's going to be the thing that people will then chew on and not all that other junk.
And they're going to play coy.
Yeah.
They're going to slow roll this entire thing, and then they're going to move on. This is not Harry's first rodeo. Taylor Swift. And I don't know Olivia Wilde's past, but clearly she's got things she doesn't want to talk about right now. So to have this distraction and also to raise her profile amongst the horde of stylistas, or I don't know what they call style fans.
I don't either. Harry has
stylists.
Harry Styles.
Harry Stylists. I don't know.
Anyway. That should be it.
Yeah, it's, you know, and we almost missed this because we talked about the story of them, you know, yesterday, yeah. And it wasn't immediately like, oh, wait, that's a pub relationship.
Right.
But then it was like, oh, obviously this is a pub relationship.
Because Elizabeth Reese popped in the conversation that they were doing this movie together.
Yeah.
And then you and I both were like, spidey senses tingling. Thank you. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we've got dumb people doing dumb things. Crazy, stupid idiots. And we're going to tell you all about them after this on the Colleen and Bradley Show, right here on MyTalk 107.1. Dumb people doing dumb things. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainor.
Hi.
And these are your crazy, stupid idiots.
Well then, I guess one could say, that's a crazy stupid idiot.
Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI.
It stands for crazy stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things reputedly. Over and over again, oftentimes in the state of...
Florida.
Florida.
Sometimes in the places. Where are we going first?
Pakistan.
Ooh, whoa, we're going super international
super
today.
Super international. And I want to tell you about a guy who's kind of my hero, but for all the wrong reasons.
Oh.
So we have to go to Peshawar, the city of Moti.
I've never been.
And I'm sure it's a very fun place to be. You know, they were celebrating New Year's, as I think most people did.
You know, when the calendar changes.
It's a thing for a lot of places.
Yeah.
And by the way, did you see any of the, like, New Year's Eve celebrations in places where they don't have the coronavirus?
No.
It was, like, normal. So weird. But I don't know about Pakistan, honestly. I didn't see anything about Pakistan. But I do know about this story. A guy who's a resident of this Moti neighborhood in Peshawar was detained by the Shah Kabul police for doing something that earned him crazy, stupid, idiot status on his motorcycle.
Oh.
Would you like to guess what that was?
What was he doing on his motorcycle? Oh.
Motorcycle.
Was he polishing his silverware?
Ew, no.
Okay, don't ew me. I know this segment. I know how the segment goes.
I bet you do.
People are horny out there.
Did he poo? I'm just going for the. I'm just
so gross.
Going for the low hanging.
No, sadly,
fruit.
He didn't poo or touch himself inappropriately on a motorcycle in Pakistan. In fact, he did something that you would normally think someone would do on a motorcycle during Halloween.
Oh, did he dress up as a minion?
Close, but not a minion.
Okay.
And he was arrested for it, so.
Oh, he dressed up as a body part?
Yes, he was a giant penis. That's
no. Oh, I was thinking foam finger, but you know.
Whatever.
Oh, sure. So family friendly. No, it was not a foam finger, Miley. It was, in fact, a werewolf costume.
Oh.
A man in Pakistan dressed up as a werewolf was arrested for roaming the streets on a motorcycle, scaring people.
Oh, that's illegal?
Wait, I got questions.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
You go first.
How could they know that the guy was specifically dressed as a werewolf?
And not an actual werewolf?
Or, yes. What? Also, maybe he just had a lot of body hair.
True.
Would you like to open the article
the
and
file.
Look at the photo?
Look at the file, please.
I'm pretty sure you'll be clear that he went to, you know, the Halloween store, which was actually an old Yankee Candle outlet.
Oh, my God!
That they seasonally opened up just to sell you crappy plastic costumes.
Because it wasn't because he was scaring people that they pulled him over, right? It was because that was dangerous to try to motorcycle in a get-up like that,
no,
right?
He was arrested for making roaring noises at people while riding his motorcycle.
I don't know. I kind of like this guy.
They're investing. That's why I said he was my hero. The pictures of the man posing with police riding his motorcycle attracted a mix of reactions on social media. But again, here's the question that I have. Who's going to be scared that dude is riding by on a motor? Like, would you go, oh my God, it's a werewolf?
No, I'd be like, oh, look at that guy.
There's a Yahoo.
Dressed as a werewolf.
I don't know about what's happening in Pakistan right now. Mm-hmm. But if somebody drove through my neighborhood with a werewolf mask on a motorcycle, I would wave and just be like, enjoy 2021, man.
Hey, dude. Mm-hmm.
Because that is the not weirdest thing I've seen all year.
Truth.
And it's only been 5 days.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. That tells a story. Do you want to go to Nebraska with me?
Not really, but
well,
I will because we have to.
That's where we're going. We're going to Lincoln, Nebraska.
That's the home of Warren Buffett.
Thank you, Holly.
Thanks,
fun trivia. 35-year-old Jeremiah Coleman is our friend who we are going to meet in this moment. He is not a bullfrog, but he is a good friend of mine. Jeremiah Coleman, actually he's not, was at a Walmart on Christmas Eve. Did we tell the story? I don't know why I feel like we did, but whatever, it doesn't matter.
Maybe, I don't know, I wasn't here.
He was, oh, okay, fine. So he purchased, and I also did not know you could get one of these things at Walmart, a machete.
You can buy machetes at Walmart? God, you can get everything at Walmart.
You really can. He purchased a machete, but when he got his machete, something was missing, and it was the receipt, and he was mad. He wanted a receipt for his machete.
Oh, did he like go back with his
machete?
Like, I want a receipt. And they thought he was trying
them.
To like.
No, he threatened them with the machete that he bought that he wanted a receipt for.
Oh, I thought maybe they thought, oh God, here comes a guy with a machete. And he's like, no, I just want a receipt.
No,
or I just want to return this.
That would be, do you think a person with a machete is like, I'm sorry for the confusion? Yes. No, a person who has a machete bought it to use it. So he brought his machete in and started waving it around and threatening to attack the employees because he didn't get a receipt when he bought that very machete. The cops came, and do you know how long it took them to negotiate with him before he put his machete down and they hauled him off to ye olde jail?
No.
40 minutes. Four zero minutes they had to negotiate with him to put the machete down. He was found to be a felon and arrested on multiple weapon charges. Hmm. Again,
Why does it not surprise me that somebody who went to Walmart to buy a machete had maybe some other weaponry?
Again, my point being, my previous point remains, that a person who buys a machete from the Walmart isn't going to be like, I'm sorry about all the confusion. I just came to get...
Because what is that person like? Like, also, who's like... got the like who's like romancing the stone style, like gonna be on the back 40 of a jungle somewhere and needs a machete,
Lincoln, Nebraska. Yeah, exactly.
Right? Like, where is he putting that to use? I guess a cornfield, maybe.
Yeah, but like, is he?
Also, Nebraska, what do you use? All. What do you use a machete for?
I don't know.
Slicing, dicing.
I know we're going to get emails now, like, "Bah, Uncle Bob uses a machete."
I know
every
there
week.
Are people who have very good sound uses for machetes, and maybe some of them even made that purchase at Walmart. And I don't. What I don't want to do is insult the machete users of the world who are responsibly macheteing. But what I am doing is saying
the machete like lovers of America Council is going to.
I don't know. I guess all I'm saying is I don't have a machete.
Also, are we like, do we need to be Hilaria Baldwin-ing that word? Is it like machete? Machete? Is that
appropriate? I want you to be incredibly careful with the arrangement of the letters.
I feel like machete, we're already almost there.
Well, you know, what are you going to do? Are we Google translating this?
Well,
machete.
It is from the Spanish language. In the word, the word is diminutive form of the word macho. Which is used to refer to sledgehammers. Machete.
Interesting. So macho has to do with sledgehammers. That is interesting.
Well,
and not totally unsurprising.
Yeah.
That was in Lincoln, Nebraska. Can we now go to Florida?
Yes. Beautiful Florida.
In Port St. Lucie, actually. Mm-hmm. We've been there before.
Many times.
In this segment.
Yes.
I've never actually been to Port St. Lucie. No.
Is that on the East Coast or the West Coast? We don't winter in Port St. Lucie. I'll look that up while you do what you're doing.
Okay, so I want to tell you about a 30-year-old by the name of Jethro Genius.
Oh, that is an appropriate name, maybe?
Well, I actually think Jethro was kind of genius, almost.
Okay, Port St. Lucie, by the way, is on the East Coast. It is just north of West Palm Beach.
Yeah, I'm more a fan of the west coast of Florida, but
it's just south of Vero Beach.
But thanks for the
you're welcome.
The geographic
here for you.
The lesson. I want to tell you about 30-year-old Jethro Genius. And Jethro Genius was pulled over by Port St. Lucie cops around 3 a.m. on New Year's Eve. Mm. Okay, so traffic stop New Year's Eve wouldn't be the first time somebody's been pulled over, right? Well, it's what they found on Jethro Genius that got him pulled. Well, I should say not got him pulled over, but arrested. But that's not really why he's a crazy, stupid idiot. But let me start with what was found on Mr. Genius.
What was found on Mr.
Genius? Would you like to guess?
A samosa that he was warming in his buttocks?
No, but funny story. That actually happened. Tune into yesterday's program. Crazy stupid idiot. Oh. You missed that, Holly. Oh, a guy was warming a samosa in his butt.
I mean, I get it. Nice defrosting elements there.
And he tried to smuggle a samosa into jail in his batuski.
They're good, but they're not that good.
Right. Yeah.
Well, then...
I don't know that anything's good after it's been back there. Yeah.
I mean, usually if it was good, it'll end up back there at some point.
It's done, honey!
I digress.
Hot pockets.
Jethro Genius was found with a scale and bags containing white and brown substances.
Yeah, so those are drugs. That's some drugs that he had. He had drugs.
White and brown substances.
Okay, so I get the white part. What's the brown part?
Well, they asked Jethro Genius, "Hey, Genius, Mr. Genius, what do you have on you that is white and brown?" And he said something that earned him crazy, stupid, idiot status.
What did he say?
This is not drugs. This is a bag of sugar and a bag of cornstarch because I am on my way to bake a cake.
Okay, I mean...
So, Jethro Genius in his Honda at 3 a.m. was headed home to bake a cake.
Right.
With some sugar and cornstarch. Also, I got a question for you.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I am not Susie Homemaker. I do bake in my, you know, I'll bake brownies.
Sure.
I've made a cake once or twice. Mm-hmm. Just made an apple crisp the other day.
It looked really good.
So good,
thanks
you guys.
Thanks for bringing some for us. Oh.
I kind of ate it all. I'm sorry.
Wait a second. Okay.
It's, I know, it was nothing personal. It was a personal pan of apple crisp. Do you ever make a cake with cornstarch?
I don't think.
Sugar and cornstarch?
I don't remember the recipe that has those two things.
Like, oh, I love my famous cornstarch
cake.
Also,
can I ask another question?
Yeah.
Is cornstarch brown?
I know. I'm not, maybe it was brown sugar.
Maybe that's what he was trying to say. That, it was brown sugar. Mm-hmm. But also in drug world, are they brown?
Well, a field test revealed that both substances, which weighed a combined 2/3 of a pound, contained ecstasy.
Okay.
But I don't understand that. Does ecstasy come in a variety of colors?
I don't know.
We're too square to answer any of these questions.
There is somebody out there who's a little bit more experienced in drug land who's laughing at us right now.
Yeah, they're like, oh, everybody knows.
These idiots.
The brown ecstasy.
I don't know.
Anyway, if I had found Jethro Genius's bags of white and brown substances and he claimed that they were sugar and cornstarch, I might go, okay, I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, he said that he was just trying to bake a cake.
Did he bake a cake?
No.
Okay, thanks.
Can I also just really quickly tell you that cops once discovered Mr. Genius hiding under a bed in his residence while his accomplice was found in possession of a Dora the Explorer bag.
Oh, okay. You guys, I've been wondering for years what she keeps in that backpack. Because you will notice what's in the backpack, Dora. She never tells you what's in her backpack.
Well, apparently
she
can get you arrested.
Incredibly attached to that thing. So I think we have some investigating to do about what Dora's carrying around. Thank you very much. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we're going to play a game. It's called the Throwback Live.
Live.
After this on My Talk 107.1.